Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined now by Dr. Scott, Mace Scott, beg your pardon. I got it backward there, but that's easy to do, isn't it, Doc?
Yes, it is. Good morning, Tommy. How are you doing
well,
today?
Well, sir, Dr. Mace Scott, medical director and owner of Kronos Body Health and Wellness. Talk about these weight loss drugs, and I'd like to keep, you know, I'd hate to even use the word Biden here because everything gets so politically you know what I'm saying? You get on one side of the spectrum or the other, but the Biden administration proposed requiring Medicare and Medicaid to cover anti-obesity drugs like the semaglutide or whatever the different names of them are. And I just want to set the table for you, Doc. I lost, for people that don't know, about 100 pounds, kept it off for about 2 years now by using what is it? Zeripatide, I think is the name of it. Which one is that? And I'm a big proponent of these things, but that's just from my own anecdotal experience because I know in terms of diabetes and everything else, not that I had diabetes, but I was certainly pre-diabetic being that overweight, what a difference it's made in my life in terms of being able to exercise and everything else. And I'll get off my soapbox in a second. It would seem like this would be the most cost-effective thing that we could do when it comes to healthcare. With that, I'll step off and leave the stage to you, Doc.
Well, Tommy, you're right. These are just, they're amazing drugs. We have seen people losing 60, 80, 100 pounds fairly easily on this medication over a period of time. You know, I have to tell you, though, one thing I was on your show several months ago, and I said something that was not correct. I wanted to clear up. Now, you were asking me about how these medications seem to work on the brain and how you felt so much better, and not just physically, but mentally. And my initial reaction back then was, oh, it's just because of what you're eating. But, you know, they have found these medicines cross the blood-brain barrier. They react directly to your brain, and they're sent, these receptors are all over your body. And they're finding they're doing amazing things, Tommy, that they're neuroprotective. They found they can slow down the process of dementia. They're cardioprotective. They increase contractility of the heart and improve your cardiac function. They can help people who have renal insufficiency. They decrease inflammation. So this is just a revolutionary drug that they have right now, and they need to find a way to get it to people and you know, get it to the masses because it seems to be so safe. There's so few contraindications. And yes, sir, you are right. It does help people with diabetes, of course, and with obesity, and it just helps to decrease potential chronic illnesses. There are just so many amazing things that we're seeing with this medicine.
My age is a closely kept secret, doctor, but I'm somewhere between, let's just say, middle-aged and a codger, okay? Somewhere in between there. But I do like the mental acuity that it gives me, and I don't think I have dementia or anything like that, but it does help with a little memory issue that I might have here or there, some of that due to some headache medicine that I take. In terms of cost effectiveness to the healthcare system in the nation, man, it just seems like this is a no-brainer. What am I missing?
Well, I think part of what you're missing is that the majority of patients are on a form of insurance. Insurance does not want to pay for it because they think about the bottom line this year. You know, if they said, okay, we're going to approve this drug for everyone, they'll be bankrupt in no time. So, of course, it would benefit everyone in the future, decreasing chronic illnesses, decreasing obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes. But that's a long-term goal, and that's long-term projection. That's not going to help the bottom line this year. So you're seeing insurance companies pushing back on paying. Some of them have. There were some insurance companies that we found that were starting out paying for these medications, but after they realized the expense, they pulled back on it and stopped. So it's all about making money.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to leave you out of it because we'll go to a break, and then we'll pick it up when we come back. But if you look at the actuarial tables, Tim, you can bring the doctor down because I don't want to get him involved in my mess here. But if you look at the actuarial tables, the insurance companies, and they're in money to make business, rather than pay for these drugs to keep you healthy and in the long term have to pay less on the other side of it in terms of health care, the middle portion of that is people die and they don't have to pay anything, and that's what they're opting for. It's ugly, but it's the truth. If you have any questions or comments about weight loss drugs, 504-260-1870. I work out a lot as well, but I don't think I'd be working out if it weren't for losing weight in the first place. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 856, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to our friend, Dr. Mace Scott, medical director, owner of Kronos Body Health and Wellness Services, and you can find out more if you go to kronosbhw.com. And, Doctor, one thing I wanted to say, and, you know, I mentioned that I work out a lot, and I don't think that I would be doing it had I not lost the weight, but one of the things that you guys do is that you don't just look at it from, you know, here, take your injection and that's it. It is a whole wellness, discipline, right?
Approach, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we try to do. We do offer a free nutritionist consultation with every weight loss patient, those that will take it. Unfortunately, most do not accept it. But we also have a fitness center and trainers, and we'd like to try and use all of these together to help the person get better, improve their weight, and change habits. And that's really important. But I have seen exactly what you're saying, that when people do lose weight and they get back in shape, they find that motivation again that they lost. It's so hard to get over that hump, you know, to get back started again with healthy eating and healthy habits.
It has changed completely the way I eat. I was at the store yesterday, true story, and a guy came up to me and said, "You're pretty ripped for an old dude." And I didn't know if that was a nice thing or not. I didn't know how to react. I don't know what you say to that exactly. Let's talk about somebody texted in. I think it's a fair question about long-term what's the word I'm thinking of? Negative effects of these
potential
medications?
Side effects.
Yeah,
and
side effects and all that stuff. Yeah.
Well, you know, there are a handful of people that don't do well on this medicine. Very, very few. But some people do have issues with nausea and vomiting, cramping, things like that. You can get pancreatitis because this medicine does react with the pancreas, and it can cause inflammation of your pancreas. That is not the same thing as pancreatic cancer. It's just inflammation of the pancreas that will generally resolve. It just means you cannot take the medicine ever again. But for as far as long-term, there are no significant long-term problems other than that. Well, there is a case or two of what's called gastroparesis, where the stomach slows down and stops moving. But Tommy, actually, these medicines, they bind to the GLP-1 receptor. There have been similar medicines out for decades, Trulicity, liraglutide. So when semaglutide came along under the name Ozempic, it was approved by the FDA for type 2 diabetes in 2017. It has been used continuously in people since then. And, of course, its predecessors have been used for years, decades, and has been shown to be safe. So I don't really think we're going to come across some long-term issue over the next couple of decades. I think we've already seen the problems.
Doctor, if you can, in the minute that's left, tell me how it, for people that don't understand these drugs, and we've talked about it a lot, but what it does in your brain so that it does change the way you're wired when it comes to controlling how you eat and what you eat?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, it binds to receptors all over the body. It's primarily going to affect your brain, your pancreas, and your gut. And in your brain, it kind of slows down the cravings and the food noise that you get. You know, that you know, craving for the snack, whatever your favorite snack is, Coca-Cola, whatever. It seems to calm that down so people don't think about it. You don't really think about food like you did before. In your pancreas, go ahead.
I just say we're out of time, but I heard the phrase, somebody used it, Lucy Bustamante, as a matter of fact, a long time ago, used the phrase grazing when we were talking about this, and that's what you do. You get up and you go graze. in the kitchen, even though you're not hungry, and I don't find the need to graze anymore. Doctor, thank you. I appreciate your time. Hope y'all have a great Thanksgiving. Y'all, you can go to Chronos, ChronosBHW.com and find out a lot more about all of this and the holistic approach that they take over there. And I'm just, you know, the medicine's not magic, but it is a big help and a big step toward getting yourself healthy. We'll take a break, come back, talk about the Turkey Day race and more.